the reason I called the meeting today is because earlier this week, last Monday, when I was in Pensacola and in Mobile, I asked about the impact upon our businesses who are already beginning to see declines in some business. Hotel cancellations, charter fish boat captains who aren't going out fishing. And the response I got last Monday was, well, here's the 1-800 number. That's not acceptable. And I asked the president of BP out of Houston to provide and identify a high-level BP executive to work with us as Floridians on handling these claims. So today was my first opportunity to have that sit down with a BP person who's going to get some answers to the very specific questions that I'm asking.
And what did you find out? Were you satisfied with what you learned?
Well, I certainly was satisfied with an apparent spirit of cooperation and interest. Part of it was educating him about how Floridians are accustomed to getting claims paid in a post-hurricane situation. We have very specific regulations and rules for how insurance companies respond, how much time they have to respond, and we recognize that BP is not an insurance company. But they are going to need to be part of one now because they're going to be responsible for paying these claims. And there are just any number of questions and processes that need to be worked out. And I'm hopeful after today's meeting that we'll have the opportunity to speak further with the BP people and also help them understand that our Department of Financial Services, through my website, myfloridacfo.com, can be a good communicator of the message. But I am, at the end of the day, an advocate for Florida businesses and making sure that we get compensated for every single dime of lost business as a result of this spill that was caused by BP.
And speaking of being compensated for lost businesses, BP has promised to pay for the cleanup, but on the economic damages associated with the spill, there's currently a cap of $75 million, and Senator Nelson and some others are trying to raise that cap to $10 billion. How do you see that playing out? Do you support raising the cap? Do you think that BP will ultimately be held responsible for the full cost? BP and whoever else is responsible will be held responsible for the full cost of the economic damages.
Well, they should be held responsible for the full cost of the economic damages. And if they are a company that wants to protect their brand image, they need to step up and do what's right.